Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Pilot Sports, after further review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate with Butter Baby.
GQ Pilot Radio. GQ Pilot Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Call in.
Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay.
Y'all better deal with it, be like your boy Mike Hands, a.k.a. Mr. Fix-It, 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, Denver Courts General, and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when after further review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's winning.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Continues. What's going on, people? This is the mayor in the building, man. After further review, man, in your ear and in your eye on a Tuesday night, man, August 12th, 2014. You know, you heard the bell. You know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get into a thing tonight, man. I really don't know how much sports we are actually get into because there's a situation I really want to discuss, you know, have intelligent dialogue. And there's a couple of rules tonight, man, before we get it popping. I got you, NYOL. I got you, my dude. We're going to, you know, I'm looking forward to having a real intelligent discourse tonight with some people, some good people, man, regarding the situation that's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, regarding the shot youngster, Mike Brown. So, again, man, the rules are we're not going to talk over nobody. We're going to let everybody express themselves. You know what I mean? And one person talk at a time, and we do know how to shut you down when you get out of hand or if you do decide to try to get out of hand. All right? We're going to try to keep this as civilized as possible. We know how we do it, man. You know what I mean? We have an open line. So if you want to rock out with us, make sure, you know what I mean, you're free to do that. You know what I mean? But I'm not really trying to referee nobody tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it popping, man. I got my man on the line. You know what I'm saying? He really don't need that much introduction. He's back in the building. I'm proud of my dude. If you really want to know who he is, all you got to do is just watch an old episode of Martin. he had a poster of my man and his MC partner on the wall. And if you don't know what I'm talking about UMCs. My man Cool Kim is in the building, a.k.a. NY Oil. What's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening? We're going to get it early tonight. What's good, man?
How you doing,
man?
Right on.
Oh, yeah, man, I reached out to you, man, because, first of all, man, I'm so glad y'all back in the building, man. You and my man, you know, y'all doing y'all thing, man, and hip-hop needs you right now. So Blue Cheese and One to Grow On and all that, we're going to get into that later on if you hang out with us, man. But, you know, again, man, we're talking tonight, man, about the situation that's going on in Ferguson, man. So I reached out to you because I respect your opinion, man. You're saying a lot of deep things and things that strike a nerve with people. So tonight, man, I want you to know, this is your, the floor is yours. You got the floor. Just kind of like, be easy with the obscenities because I have, kids and stuff listening to the show. So I'm trying to get them to knowledge some stuff tonight, man. So my man, NY Oil, a.k.a. MC Cool Kim, UMCs, what's your perspective, man, going into the situation that happened over the weekend in Ferguson, Missouri?
Well, I mean, first off, thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for reaching out to me. And thanks for valuing my opinion. You know what I mean? Because ultimately that's all anybody can share, whether they call it analysis or anything like that. It's just ultimately an opinion, a paradigm or a perspective. And I appreciate you recognizing that I might have some value and that you feel like I have something to offer to the people. So, big ups to you and I appreciate it. For your listeners, my perspective is probably going to be unpopular in the beginning of what I'm saying until you understand what I'm saying as I progress in my point of view. It's really nothing to do about this because it's already done.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What happens is we fight. We're too reactive. You understand? We're too, every time something happens, then we do something. Everybody's talking about, we go on March. And today is the revolution. And, now everybody in, Missouri is reaching out to the nation saying, yo, we need to all be in upheaval until this is resolved. I'm not just talking about Missouri, I'm not talking about Ferguson. I'm talking about the whole country.
Right.
But where was Missouri when Eric Gardner?
He got choked out of Staten Island. Respect to his family, man. This show is dedicated to the memory of Eric Gardner, man, Michael Brown, and anybody else, man, who's been unjustly taken away from us, man, unfairly. So this goes out to you, man. If I can't name everybody because it's too much, and that's a shame in itself. Go ahead,
right,
man.
Right. So now, through the knowledge. Now I'm sure Cash is already fuming at what I'm saying because it's like, There's a larger point here. The larger point is not, oh, because y'all didn't rep for Eric Gardner, we ain't going to rep for you. Like, because I'm from Staten Island. So, So, that hit close to home. I live in Augusta, Georgia now, though. But, again, the point being is, it's not about that. It's not that. The point is, every time it's happened, we've already failed that person long before it happened. You understand?
Mm.
When Trayvon Martin died, we'd already failed Trayvon Martin before he died.
Right.
You understand? So now when Trayvon Martin died and everybody was pouring Skittles all over the floor and buying Arizona drinks and buying hoodies, but not developing the infrastructure in the communities that let the people that are watching our communities know it's over. You're not doing that to us anymore.
Right.
Understand? Because we failed to do the long-term work. You be sprinting right now. A march is a sprint. That's a sprint. You know what I'm saying? A protest, a riot, that's a sprint. It's something you can do overnight. You can do that for a couple, 3-4 days. Holler at me in 3 months. Tell me about what they're doing in four years. You understand? In 4 years from now. See, this is the problem. So you got Trayvon Martin get bumped off. Everybody's in the uproar. But don't build no infrastructure. Don't start building the things in the community, the institutions in the community. Don't start organizing with each other. Don't start making the personal pledges that they need to make as a community and as individuals, as a family, to start taking care of one another and looking out for one another and being bigger than what we've been before. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Because if we don't do that, it's no problem for Eric Gardner to come up because they know the routine.
Right,
you understand?
Right. You're right.
So it's nothing new. Pardon me. I mean, because you're a bit of a thing.
No, go ahead, my dude. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm saying it's nothing new. There's nothing new happening right now. They know, my wife was building her. My wife don't even be getting into these kind of conversations, but she's been vocal on this one, which is odd, you know what I'm saying? And her bill was to the extent of saying, yo, you know, these police is prepared for that. They prepared for exactly what they're doing. That's why they're in full riot. Yo, if you see some of the footage, the police, as they moving forward, you see them, they slap the baton against their leg. You understand? Like, it's an intimidation thing. They know, they are prepared for this sort of activity. You know what they would not be prepared for? Could you imagine this? Could you imagine if every black man that was witness to this situation, I'm talking about every black man within the sound of my voice, every black man that's on Facebook, every black man that have opportunity and situation to do something. Now, I'm even the brothers that's locked in the bin right now. If every black man says, you know what, man, they so mad, yo. You know how you ever get so mad that you're not even angry almost? That
right.
You almost got to laugh because you're so resolute. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You just be like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, they know to get scared because at that point, you have made a decision that you're going to act now. And it may not be right now. Like, I'm going to get mine, but I'm not going to get it now, but I'm going to get mine.
Right.
And then all these black men and all these black women, these adults, turned around and started doing what they needed to do with these kids. Started educating these kids. Started taking time to be with these kids. Started to form on their families. Started to read to one another. Started educating themselves. Started to build infrastructure, started to take care of their health, we started to be insular with one another. I ain't talking about widespread unity, fam, because that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about simple, if it's just me, you, this one and that one, if we just started doing what we was doing and it scrams and whoever else is over there, they started doing what they doing and this cat over there started doing what they're doing, if we all started making those moves, we would naturally come together because like minds attract in this way. You understand?
That's true.
So there's some level of organic that could happen, but it has to be a decision. And so you know what? I see what this is. There was a movie that I can't think of what it might have been. It's the one they were told where they say greed is good. It's Wall Street. There was a second one, and there was a business deal going on, and the business deal, the woman came through, and, you know, representing the Americans, she came through and was like, you know, I deal with it then in 10 years, this and that, and then imagine in the next 20 years, you guys can make blah, 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 millions. And the Asian dude sitting across the table from them, representing the Asian delegation, whatever, whether it was in Japan or China or whatever, was like, let me explain something to you, man. So I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you guys think 10, 20 years. We plan 100, 200 years. You see? And that's what the problem is, man. That's what my perspective is. All this activity that's going to happen right now is activity for today, tomorrow, the day after. And in about 3 or 4 weeks, ain't nobody going to be talking about son. He's just going to be a name on a t-shirt. You feel me?
Right. Until August 10th or 11th roll around next year, and they'll be celebrating the one-year anniversary of it. And then it comes up again for
really,
you know, a couple
be,
of days or whatever.
Be,
I got you.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is
the next cat getting it.
Right. And by that time, it'll be a few more names, you know what I mean? A few more people,
exactly.
You know, that we...
So he won't even matter.
Marching or whatever for. So what we want to do, man, we got my man NY Oil in the building, man, UMCs. You're listening to the biggest show, a.k.a. After Further Review. We're in the building tonight, man. So what I'm getting from you, my dude, is that, you know, some kind of sustainable plan of action needs to be taken. We got all these minds... And all these, you know, great thinkers or whatever, that, you know, it seems like to me that they can't wait for the next situation to pop off, so they can travel wherever they need to go. Like right now, they're all in Ferguson, Missouri, you know what I mean, doing the same thing that they was doing in Staten Island,
mm-hmm.
doing in Sanford, Florida. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So again, I got what you're saying. So what we need to do is, okay, it's cool to do all of that. But sustain, you know, have something sustainable so we could go back, you know, a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months, and see what progress has been made on this particular situation. Okay? But, I mean, it seems like to me it's gotten so worse where they're just being blatant with it, man. You know what I mean? Right now, you know, it's a situation where they don't want to, you know, release the cop's name for fear of his safety. But what about Michael Brown's safety? Okay, what about, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even, you know, it's just like they're just taking their foot and they're just, you know, kind of like stepping on our neck right now. And I don't know why I'm talking about it and feeling some kind of way. Everybody wants to loot and this and that and the third. Been there, done that, you know what I'm saying? But to your point, where is the sustainability at? Well, where all the real cats is gonna step up and say, you know what? We're gonna take care of what we got to take care of organically. Have it be attractive to some other people. Because I know mad people, man, like yourself, you know what I mean? My man Wise Intelligent, you know what I'm saying? That's really, really on the forefront of trying to, you know, institute some kind of change. But it's hard to institute change when you're constantly getting, you know, our youngsters, you know, getting, you know, brutalized and murdered. I'm just saying, murdered by the police. You know, how do we are we spinning our wheels? Are we going up a hill that's muddy? We're never going to make any progress. What is the first step that needs to be taken so these people can know that we're serious? We're not just going to go kumbaya for 2 weeks and then sit down and sit on our hands. So where does the sustainability begin at? How do we create that situation where, you know, we're still talking about this like it's fresh in our mind 6 months from now?
I think that's a great question. Now, where we need to be at it with is real simple. Those of us who are aware have to be able to come together to some extent. That doesn't mean that we need to have meetings every week. That doesn't mean that everybody got to do the same thing and all of a sudden you got to bow down to my thing because this is my plan in action.
Right.
The first thing we have to do is agree to cooperate. Just as simple as that. Like, for example, you're doing your radio show. You have X amount of listeners that are listening right now, and you said, yo, you know what, I'm going to cooperate with NY Oil. I'm going to have him come on and have him share his point of view, because in that way, he can provide answers, you know what I'm saying, he can also help in terms of throwing a slot on the station today, you know, but we cooperate. So I'm able to provide an important message or, you know, speak to an important issue.
Indeed.
On your show, which is really not a, and your show isn't, this is not the platform for your show, but what you're doing is you're diverting your platform at risk to your viewer base, you know what I'm saying, the listener base, to say, yo, this is important, and I'm going to now speak to this. I'm going to use my power as media and as an opinion maker to make, you know, make something happen.
Right, no doubt, man.
So what I'm saying is we start off by cooperating. Those of us that have good intent and have the intention of doing something good is to cooperate, to work together, to be hand-in-hand in what we do. If I, sometimes, it don't require us having this big meeting. Like I said, all I got to do is see you. I see you in motion. Like, for example, I'm just using this exact situation. It is a good example because you did what you did, and I said, yo, send me the information. I'm going to big it up. I'm going to send it to my platform. And I jumped all over, and you seen what I did on my end. I didn't need you to explain to me what I needed to do. It wasn't because I knew what I needed to do, so
right.
I just did it. And what we have to start doing is beginning there. There are things that we all know. It doesn't require rocket science. There's no question about it. It doesn't require my explanation to the people listening. You know there are things that you can be doing right now that are within your means, because help shouldn't have to hurt. But it's within your means to be doing that. You could be doing on a daily basis that help. I mean, even if you're going to go as small as friend one of these young brothers that you see on Facebook talking crazy, and just enlighten them from time to time. You don't got to down them and get on his case, but just be like, you know, just hit him in the head with that, you know, be like, yo, son, you don't have to, man, you know, you might want to think about this, son, you know, whatever. You got to think about the times in your life when that matters to you. That might matter to him. It may make a difference. And it begins to decrease the generation gap, which is the biggest problem that we have in our community. It's nothing that, but see, do the knowledge. If you look at China, all right, China got rocked by Japan years ago. And I'm definitely paraphrasing and talking real
about it.
But I'm just keeping it simple so that anybody that don't know about it can just understand what
I'm saying. That's right.
Yeah. Japan rocked China big time. When Mao Zedong came into power and really drove out, and made China sovereign again, and, you know, really, like, you know, building up the nation, the Chinese nation again. You know what I mean? One of the things that he did was he made it a point that in every aspect they celebrated China. And if you watch any Chinese movie, watch any kung fu movie, especially these new ones that come out, like them Jet Li joints and like that, and, you know,
right.
It'd be like, it'll always be like, what's the one that we like with the dude that's the kung fu master that taught Bruce Lee? Ip Man. Like, you watch any of them Ip Mans, right? Popular movie. All of them are Chinese nationalist movies. Basically, what they're doing is celebrating China united. If you watch those movies, you'll see that the entire theme of it is, yo, we have to be united to fight our oppressors. Now, this has happened. This is long ago in their history, but they remain telling the same story. They remain giving the same information. So what we need to be doing on a social level, through social media, what we need to be doing through our popular media, meaning rappers, artists, you know, sports personalities, media personalities, reporters, all this, we need to be giving the same information, the same sort of build about uplifting ourselves, about us being proud of ourselves, about us being united, that's the move. That's the move for black people, that we are united, we rock together, and we need to support and promote, I mean, always promote that. Now, you should be conscious of it until the point that you're unconscious of it because you do it so much that you don't even realize you do it anymore. That if we keep pushing that, like, yo, I'm black and I'm proud. I love my people. I love that brother. Do your thing. Oh, that brother makes me proud. I'm proud of what she's doing. Yo, that sister's doing her thing. Yo, keep doing your thing, brother. Oh, you see what that look them black fathers out there doing their thing. I'm so proud of them brothers. Yo, look at that sister doing her thing. You know, if we keep doing that as opposed to sharing world star hip hop videos all day, as opposed to sharing videos watching young black men run around in drag all day telling those silly jokes, if we do this stuff as opposed to making fools of ourselves all the time, we can build pride in our community. Let me tell you this. I have on Facebook, I have this thing called Life After Hip Hop. And the build on it is basically, I bought a house in Augusta, Georgia. I moved from New York to Augusta, bought this house. I bought the house for next to me, and I'm going to tell you how much I paid for it in a minute. And those of you that are listening now, familiar with me, you know Life After Hip Hop. If you don't, go check out Life After Hip Hop. I'm going to blow your mind right now. I bought the property in a part of Augusta that's called The Bottom. It's actually North Augusta, but it's called The Bottom because it was the rough part of town. When I was going to move to it, my people was like, oh, that's The Bottom. That's The Bottom. I was like, yeah, that's exactly where I'd be. I'm going to start at The Bottom, and I'm going to be there. Why? Mm. So I went there. So I moved there like, yo, I'm not scared of that because here's the thing. I'm not just buying a piece of property. I'm not just renovating and investing in a piece of property. I'm going to renovate and invest in the community.
Right.
So I'm not just coming down there to just get my stuff right. I'm coming down there to add on the community. So about first, the minute that we came there, let me tell you something. The minute we came in this property and mowed the lawn and a piece of property that was on the corner of this place, right, that is a corner property that had been abandoned for like 5, 6, 7 years. As soon as we came in and mowed the lawn, people started coming out and mowing their lawn. As soon as we started renovating, people started renovating. It changed the face of this community. Let me tell you something. All right, now I live mortgage-free. All I pay for is my utilities, and I won't be doing that soon. You understand? And the point of what I'm saying to you is I'm free. So now when things like this happen, I'm free to go do something about it. But see, the next cat, you got to pay rent.
Right.
You can't jump up and go to Missouri right now.
Right.
You can't add on to that. You got rent to pay. You got to go to work. You got to go to work, G.
You don't got no PTO.
Yeah, you can't just go and do what you want to do because if the boss says you ain't going, you ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
You're not free. Your credit is messed up. So you can't buy what you want. So you're really a slave to your credit. Listen to what I'm saying. As long as the black man in this country don't got no stake in nothing, he got no authority on nothing. As long as if he don't refine and build on his community and turn them into something, he got nothing. He's got nothing. He can't beef about the police if he don't got nobody in office that's under his control. He don't got no lobby. He don't got no money to buy no politician. What authority does he have other than the crime? And when you cry and whine, B, and you launch and you sing, we shall overcome, and you walk down the streets and you riot, and you destroy the little bit of stores or whatever that service the community, trust and believe, first off, the stores is insured. I understand insurance well because my house caught fire, and I got insurance, and it was insurance so much that I was able to do more to my house than I expected to do. So trust and believe, these stores that they're burning down is getting paid. They're happy that this is happening. They get money from me. So that's not hurting nobody except for the people at these stores service in that community. You understand? So it don't make no sense. They ain't buying into their community. You see, it's this world is about power, fam. And at the end of the day, if we're not going to build power, if we're not going to build to gain power, if we're not going to build a coalition that controls power and passes power on to the next generation, then really, we might as well not do nothing. All this is just talk. I'm just talking crazy right now because right now I just so much I want to say that I'm sure that I almost sound scattered in my point of view. But what I'm trying to get across to y'all is that ultimately if you're not building from the beginning, I build with my family. You know how Wu Chang said my seeds grow with his seeds, Maverick's his seeds? That's how we keep saying money. See, there was an ill science in that. meaning that, yo, we're going to build together from the child. And that's how we're going to keep wealth within our family. You understand? We're going to pass wealth on to our children. But, yo, we're not doing that. That's living in communities. Y'all crying about, Spike Lee crying about gentrification like a clown. Mad because Brooklyn getting gentrified. Meanwhile, this is a $1 million man that could have bought half of Brooklyn up. You heard? Buy half it up. He didn't do nothing with that community. Cats living there 40, 50, 60 years ain't bought nothing. They had a piece of property in there when the property was worth nothing because there was so many blacks in there with so much violence, could have bought it for nothing. They didn't do any of that. They didn't go out there and lobby for services to make sure that their community was kept together. Meanwhile, them Jews in Williamsburg did, though. The Hasidic Jews in Williamsburg, not only did they do that, they got a police force. You go through Williamsburg in Brooklyn, you're going to be dealing with the Williamsburg ADL or whatever police force. They will pull you over for speeding in Williamsburg. And it's like, there's only that authority to pull me over. They'll pull you over and detain you for the real police to come through. That's how ill they're joining. Why isn't that in all these black hoods we got, why don't we have that? Because we don't have a long-term goal. We're not dedicated to doing the things we need to do every day, bit by bit, one step at a time, one day at a time. We want to do it today. If we don't can't march and sing for it today, we ain't doing it. So it really don't, it's not, you know, that's really it, fam. Like, I mean, I can detail it. And a lot of people, when I've been speaking to this, have been like, well, where do we start? Where do we start? Where do we start? That's they challenge me with it. Like, as if that challenge is somehow going to intimidate me.
Oh, yeah. It's going to deter you from your mission and what you're trying to really tell.
Yeah, or like I'm saying it, like I'm just talking crazy. I'm not Al Sharpton. I'm not Roy Innes. I'm not none of these. I'm not none of these cats. I'm not none of these dudes that's just talking crazy, because I show and prove. Everything I say, I can show you and prove you. I prove to you. Now, here's where you start. And a lot of people ain't going to agree with this because, again, this is hard work, and you don't want nobody to tell you to do this hard work. First thing you do, take a personal inventory. You got to make sure you're right, because you can't handle revolution or any sort of resistance to an armed occupation, which is what the police have in most of our communities, if you ain't got your thing right. How's your finances look? You getting money? Are you well-equipped? You taking care of? How's your, you got rent? What's your bills looking like? What's your credit look like? Because you can't do too much if your credit's looking bad. You can't make no strong moves. You understand? You can't buy no property unless you buy it cash. And if your money's bad, you ain't got the cash to buy no property. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's your legal situation look like? If we go out in March, if you get locked up, you got warrants? Or you got a warrant for a parking violation? You got a disappearance ticket? You can't come on the march anyway, because you're going to get locked up for good. You're not even going to come home. If we get locked up for disturbing the peace, pumped up charge, you're not coming home. Me, I might come home, but you're not. So now you're going to be second-guessing about coming out.
And now you got, because now when you get bagged from that, that's more money you got to spend to
deal
with.
That's more money on legal fees. Who got the legal fund? No one got the legal fund because nobody got no bread. But the first thing we got to do before we make any, and this is about being strategic. The Art of War says, before you make take on any campaign, you take a strategic assessment. That is knowing the way, the weather, the terrain, the leadership, and the discipline. What is the way? And what way do you plan on making this campaign? So you're going to take them on this way. What if you want to take them on this way? Do you have the logistical things that you need to do this? And it begins with making a self-assessment, doing a personal inventory of where your life is and making the corrections. Them corrections may take you months and years. But at the end of the day, you will immediately see the benefits of those corrections. And your personal life will become better. The life of your family becomes better because you got your ish together. You understand? To put it bluntly.
No doubt.
You understand? Now, going forward, what's the next step? Become property owners and business owners. You understand? And support those things. So now we have property. Like I said, I live in a neighborhood. Let me tell you, now this is a big stunt. I'm revealing this on your show. I haven't revealed it on my own website. My house cost me $7,000, fam. I paid $7,000 for my home. I'm sitting on a quarter acre. I have 1,050 square feet of house. You understand? I'm not sure if it's really hitting, Cass. This had the applause going to it. $7,000.
Applaud that. Applaud that for my man. They be sleeping for real.
$7,000.
Applaud that, man. That definitely needs to be applauded.
You have to understand what I'm saying. So here it is. It's in the community. Now we're going to take it over, boy, yeah? It's in a community, right, that people thought was the bottom. surprised because I had done my research, right? I found out that they have big plans for this area, because when the bullets start flying, right, then it's good time to start buying. That's the old Jewish saying. When the bullets start flying, start buying. You dig? So don't you want that? Now think about this. Ain't it kind of odd that in that particular area, all of a sudden there's all this violence? This pig gets killed. Now there's all this rioting. Now they blocking out the airplane. There ain't no air traffic can go over there. All this new, you know, they're getting heavy duty with it. They got the daggone in the National Guard up in his damn near coming in there. It's going crazy. Obama don't even say nothing. And when Obama don't say something, that's when you should get really scared. Even though he don't never really say nothing for us anyway, even though all of this is his fault, and I can tell you why I say a lot of it is his fault. You know what I'm saying? But even though, because we have to ride for him, you understand, because he's a black president, so the racism in this country is going overboard because there's so much white disdain for this black man in office that they go out their way to crap on him and anybody look like him, you understand? And even though he's partially white, that don't matter because you look all black, and at the end of the day, they take that out on us. So we got to ride for him. So even though we out here riding for him and doing what he's trying to live under what's going on, he's not even speaking up for us. And why is that speaking on the upper force? Because it's bigger than that kid dying. Yeah. It's bigger than that. You understand? It's bigger than Mike. You know what I mean? It's money. It's power. It's positioning. You understand? And people are being put in position. And people are getting money. And people are exchanging power through this situation. And the only people that aren't exchanging power are the people that's most affected by it. The brothers and sisters that's on that street right now, marching and singing, "The People United will never be defeated," even though the People United have been defeated over and over and over
and over and over again. That's right. Yo, I hope that y'all, you know, the listeners or whatever are soaking this up, man. I decided to deviate from the situation tonight, man. Because I think that, you know, like my man said earlier, man, it's something that needs to be, you know, spoken to, man. And, you know, I got 2 hours. So, again, man, I'm going to touch on, you know, a little bit of sports or whatever, what we're here for. But I think this is a bigger issue, and I think that it needs to be discussed, man. You touched on something, man. I didn't want you to gloss over that, and I think that's very important. And I think you need to reiterate that, you know, for the people. This whole could be a bigger part of, I don't want to say conspiracy, or I'll say a master plan, for lack of a better word, lack of a better term. Like you said, man, you know, that's property over there that could be utilized for something to their benefit, okay? Now, you know, the situation with them where they murdered this dude. I'm just going to say it like that. They murdered him, okay?
Yeah, without question.
You know, then the reactionary part of it is where we go and burn down, you know, the closest thing to us. We're going to burn that down, right? So now, after you burn that down, you play right into their hands. So now, when they rejuvenate the neighborhood, it's not going to be about you, about the residents that are there right now. It's going to be about the residents that they try to get in there. For example, like downtown Brooklyn, you know what I mean? So when they had Metro Tech, right across the street for Fort Greene Projects.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I'm not being disrespectful to nobody. I'm just telling the truth, yo. White people couldn't walk through there. They wasn't walking down Flatbush Avenue.
Exactly.
Okay. They was being escorted to juniors. They was walking through LIU with a gang of 4 or 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you got Metro Tech. Okay. You got Chase over there. You got, you know, this was before the Barclays Center, so we ain't even going to go there with it yet. Okay? They were doing a slowly but surely pulling the curtain over, you know, pulling the sheet over everybody's eyes. Nobody was paying attention. Now you got the Barclays Center. Now you got them walking through there like they own the spot. You got people that's been there 20, 25, 30 years in the projects or living in that neighborhood. Okay, probably scared to come out their house now because the cops is going to get them. Because like you said earlier in your conversation, they're not white. So now, again, let's take it back to Florence, Missouri. They're trying, you know, my thing is they might be trying to just, you know, flip the script and get everybody out of there so they can go and do what they need to do to redo it all over. But like you said, they burnt the store down. That's going to be insurance. It's a write-off. It's a write-off. So, again, man, it's to a part of a bigger plan where it's like somebody has seen the bigger picture.
You know what I mean? We're kind of like settled on what's going on for today. You see all these kids talk about, well, I'm living for today. I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow and this and that and the third, blah, blah, blah. Which may be true. Which definitely may be true. But if you have bigger aspirations than that, realize and notice what's going on around you, how your neighborhood is changing.
You know what's ill about that, though? You know what's ill about what you just said? Is that even if these kids felt like, yo, I don't know, I'm going to live for today because I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow. Man, if we could get them to feel like, yo, I'm going to live for my people because I don't know if I'm going to die for tomorrow. You understand? If we could be like, if we showed the example, like, sure, I'm going to live for my people, man. I'm going to live for my community. I'm going to live for this thing. I'm going to live for my kids, man, because I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow. Because I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow.
How do we get that message across to today's, you know, society and today's, you know, youngsters who's really not trying to hear that? So what do we do to them,
you know,
to convince
not,
them that,
you
know, this is good, this is beneficial?
Now, they are trying to hear it. The problem is we're not showing improvement. You can't be mad at kids for not connecting to a message that you're not living by. You know, you can't tell people to do as you say and not as you do. You know what
right.
I mean? You got to really be able to say, you know, look, man, let me show you, I'm going to prove this to you. I'm going to show you that, yo, I feel this way about this situation. I love my people, and I'm going to do my work, and I'm going to show you that I'm going to do my work. Of course, I'm going to be present in your life, and I'm going to do that. You're going to actually see me doing it. Yo, when I grew up, man, I grew up, my pops, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know my father like that. You know what I mean? I knew of him, but, you know, I ain't grew up with him, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I mean? And I learned to be a father from watching other fathers. But I was blessed. I grew up in a community of all sorts of people. You know what I'm saying? It was multicultural. You know, so I'm not like a racist dude. Like I may speak on race, and I may speak to the for love of my people. But I grew up loving everybody because that's where I grew up. You know what I mean? And I remember Mr. Young, Asian. You know what I'm saying? Man, that he was a father that was in the community. My dude Coy, that black man that was a father in the community. You know, Bob Alexander. You know what I'm saying? A few other fathers that was there that they was Mr. Purvis. You know, so I'm just naming these names. I'm just thinking of them as I'm talking because my fam might be listening. They'll be bugging out hearing these names. These are fathers that was in the community that, you know, you would glean a little bit from them because they was there. They would come out every now and then and kick it with us, you know, make sure we wasn't doing, you know, messing around, whatever. You know what I mean? They wasn't overbearing, but they was present. So because
right.
they was present, it was something for me to so when I became a man and a father, it was something for me that little stuff that I saw, I tapped into and I utilized and I enhanced for myself. My point being is, again, it's not going to happen overnight, my G. And that's the part that we're struggling with. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
struggling
that's
with the fact. That's the bell?
Yeah, that's the bell. That's the bell.
And
you got another caller on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. I got my man NY Oil from the world famous UMCs in the building with me. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Everything's good. We kind of taking a different tack with it tonight. I'm going to get into my little sports thing probably later on in the second hour. But we're talking about the Mike Brown situation. This is my man right here, NY Oil, a.k.a. Cool Kim from the UMCs. And he definitely got some food for thought. And I know that, you know, this is, you know, up your alley. You like to have discussions like this. So I'm glad that you could, you know, contribute and call in, even though you're on vacation. Salute. And all of that. So if you got a question for him, or if you want to, you know, chime in the conversation, that's where we at with it right now.
No, you know what? I didn't even catch up on it. Like I said, I really didn't catch up on the mic, but I'm reading up on it now because we flew in. So, you know, when I got here, you see all this stuff posted everywhere and, you know, all this people talking and the riots going on down in St. Louis and, you know, all, you know, I'm looking and, like, reading a lot of stats, a lot of people post about the revolution. I'm like, you know what? They burning down stuff in their own community. I think they don't even have the slightest clue what they're doing.
Mm.
They don't have the slightest. It's just I'm just catching up now. So like I said, we got here Saturday or Friday night. You know, Saturday and then all day Saturday. Then like Sunday, I'm just trying to catch up with them and then reading people. You know, reading stuff that the newspaper and what, you know, the media is portraying, which, you know, all the stuff and. It's unbelievable. I'm just trying to sit here and, like, digest this whole thing. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah, so we're just basically having a discussion about, you know, what do we do? What do we know? How do we as a people, you know, within, you know, our culture, within, like, I want to quote a movie right now. My man from the Mac, you know what I mean? He said a line in that movie that really, really, you know, resonates with me, and I just think that it's pertinent right now. You know, he said to the effect of, you know, we can live within, but without white America. That line right there always resonated with me, man. When he was talking to John, you know what I mean, when he just got up with his brother, you know what I mean. So he was like talking, he was starting a revolution, and he was explaining how his revolution was gonna work. Like, yo, he was just kicking it. Like, yo, this is what we gotta do. We gotta, you know, like, you know, my man NY Oil said, we gotta, you know, get our little brothers and little sisters and let them know, you know what I mean, that it's all right to be prideful about yourself. You know what I mean? When we come up with our little handshakes and gestures and how we acknowledge each other, and then they try to, you know, copy off of it and do their version of it, we switch it around. Okay? When we braid our hair, when they try to braid our hair, we flip it another way. So we already know we got the flavor, and they are quick to imitate everything that we do because we bring the flavor to the party. But we have to learn how to bring the flavor to the party and exclude them. So I think NY Oil, my man Cool Kim, definitely had a point when he said, yo, you have to be able to be self-reliant. You know what I mean? And talking about the situation where you want to go out there and express your opinion and speak your mind, you are going to have some things taken care of. Like if you have warrants, like my man said, if you have warrants, you can't go out calling yourself giving a peaceful demonstration because they definitely going to bag you. So then you don't got the money to get out of jail, but now what? So, again, you have to be right from within, you know, before you can go out and speak to something. So because you know definitely they're going to test you. So you're going to have to be able to withstand that. And what we mean by withstand that is have your thing together. So, again, that's what we're saying, man. It's really, really bad right now, Kia. You know.
When you talk about the revolution, you know, you always hear, like, the revolution has always been the hands of the young. The young always inherit the revolution. I used to hear that saying, and I heard that saying when somebody was quoting it from Huey Newton. Used to say that. So a lot of stuff, when we talk about a revolutionary. You know, do you think half those guys, those young men in here, understand what the revolutionary is or what the revolution really means?
I think
let me chime in on that real quick.
Go ahead, Oil. Answer that.
Well,
man,
you know, allow me to say this, and before we go on, if I could respectfully caution both of y'all, that we don't want to beat ourselves up, okay? And doubt ourselves so much in the face of this, you know, because you know we turn the hurt inward at some point. I'm saying that to say this: one, and respect to the sister. Because I know that she's just catching up, so you're still forming your opinion and your insights based on still getting your information. So I know that right now what you're building on is what you're aware of, not fully the full insights. But with that being said, what I'm saying is, you know, in all the years, and so my man Omar Wiley had posted on this on Facebook, and I thought it was poignant. He was saying all the years of what you read being in history class and all these uprisings in Europe and all of the things that we've learned in white history, quote-unquote, and about Europe and all these, you know what I'm saying? They always talk about riots and uprisings. Do you think that they was not looting? Do you not realize that in all of those things, every time that there was somebody got cocked, they rioted, raped the women. They did all of that. All of it. Raped the women, rioted, destroyed whatever history books, because they had to rewrite history, so they would destroy whatever history books they could get their hands on. They would destroy their culture because they would wipe them out so that there was nothing that they could build their thing on it. So,
right.
When you see these young men and women doing what they're doing, misguided as it may be, understand that what they're doing is acting out that which they have overseen, which is a natural process in quote-unquote resistance. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what you're seeing is unmanaged resistance. Now, that there's not a pointed build, there's not somebody, that's more to do with the everyday us. The everyday us is the cats like yourself and myself, like the sister, Kia, is her name, sister?
Yeah, Kia.
Kia, indeed. Well, I want to refer to her by name, you feel me? This is our fault because we're in a position to enlighten. You heard? We're in a position to, we know what needs to be done, and it's our job to do it.
And we have to do it at the top of our game and consciously and consistently. And that's the problem, is we lack consistency in the things that we do. Today we'll be tight about this. Yo, you do this show today. I done talk my talk. You done talk your talk. We done beef. We done beat our chest and anything. Next week, the next episode, we ain't going to talk about none of that. You heard?
Right.
It just can't be back and forth. And if that be that. You feel me?
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
And without a consistent push, and I don't mean that now all of a sudden now the sports show got to become the cop watch. It just means that, you know, maybe even if it's just every week, yo, we just want to give y'all a heads up on anything going on. You know, this is not left to know. You're not letting anything go until this issue is corrected. We just let you know what's up. Even if it's a little 30-second slot. It's
that's what
that
it
we
is.
Can consistently be consistent with our message. That's job number one. And it's and you know, and family, listen, man, if we can just accept that we are a part of the continuum of that which is going to change the reality, not us, not even our kids, maybe our grandkids, but more than likely their grandkids. If we can accept that, yo, I'm never going to see what it is that I'm fighting for today. But my prayer is that 4 generations from now, they got my picture on the wall saying, yo, that right there, that's Grandpa Tim right there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that dude right there, he was out there doing this. He was marching there. Not even marching, but he helped build this thing. He bought this property, and then he bought 3 or 4 other properties to help build our empire because he got committed. He did what needed to be done. See, this is what all these other groups that come to this country done. And not all of these people that come to this country came to this country on via the Statue of Liberty coming to New York and go to Ellis Island and everything. It wasn't like that for everybody. People come to this country persecuted just like blacks, well, not just like, but as blacks were. You heard? And what they did was they focused on a clear objective. And as a unit, they did what they had to do, and they were humble enough. They weren't worried about looking fly. Their self-esteem wasn't so busted that they got to buy $500 jeans for living in the project. That wasn't what they did.
Right.
They did what they stuck 20 of them in the same house because they knew that, so we're going to open this little Chinese food store, and everybody going to come in there and eat it. And after we done, we're going to build 3 or 4 more Chinese stores. Now, we're not going to floor swing us. We ain't going to be in no Mercedes-Benz. That ain't happening for another few generations. Right now, we keep going to gain power in these communities that are powerless. And that's what they did. And that's what we have to do. And if we can't do that consistently, if we can't make the everyday part of being like, yo, I can't do anything, Mike. I can't stop the police. I don't have the ability to do it. I wish I did. I just can't. It's the truth. And Cassie, did you deal with that? See, that's the part no one want to say. I can't beat them, yo. Mm. Not me by myself. I ain't got no crew. That my crew ain't throwing up. These Bloods, these Crips, they not going to do it. They too busy killing themselves, and they not trained. They not focused. All they is black cats with guns carrying on. And I'm saying it the nice way because I know there's young people listening to the show. So they not going to do nothing. You understand? We can't beat them right now that way. What we can do, though, what I can do is I can get real focused on helping these kids in my community. I can go out there and start connecting with them, start teaching them, giving them the mindset, supporting them in their endeavors. I can start doing the things that I do right now to economically free my family so that when I'm gone, I have something to literally pass on aside from debt to my children. I can pass on some level of wealth, something that they can start from so that my kids, they marry, they got their kids, whatever. They're not starting off out of my apartment. They're not starting out when they got a, you know, we go to a wedding and the kids at a wedding and they pass a little bag around for people to put money in the bag. The reason that people put the money in the bag is to give that married couple a good start. You understand? So I can at least give these kids a good start so that they can exceed me, not have the same exact problems that I had because I didn't get my thing together enough and I didn't sacrifice where it really matters so that I can make a different life for them. So that they can make a different life for my grandchildren. You understand? If we can't think that way, yo, it's just a joke. We might as well just chill and just allow it to be what it's going to be and just you know what, and make some songs and vent every now and then and do a little march where we can go hang out and maybe we can get us a TV if they loot. And that could be life because that's what it is. That's what we live. And we need to accept that and be real with ourselves about what it is. Really are facing. Yo, people, the Declaration of Independence said it best. Government should not be disposed
for long-established government should not be disposed for light and transient causes. However, evidence has shown that if people are prone to suffer while suffering is, while evils are sufferable, rather than to right themselves from that of which they are accustomed to. Listen to the words. This is the Declaration of Independence. This is how LA had the science on everybody this long ago. They're saying that people will suffer. Listen to this. People will suffer as long as evils are sufferable. Meaning, you'll take as much garbage as you can take, as long as you can take it, rather than to right themselves from that evil and destroy what they already know. I already know I got Facebook, I got internet, I got a gigantic flat screen TV, I'm sitting on my couch, I got an iPad on my cell phone, and I could, it's like a Star Trek phone. I got every modern convenience in the world. My life is not bad, kid. So this cat got murdered. Yeah, I'm a little frustrated about it, but I'm not so frustrated that I want to go out there and risk my life. That I got
right.
everything in the world. I got,
I got two ATVs
in the corner. I got a freaking, I got a, come on, man.
Finish your thought.
I'm going to the corner, kid.
Hey, we got another call on the line. Yo, Sonny Cruz, what's good, man? Welcome to the biggest show, man. First time. Welcome to the show, man. What's good?
Nice introduction there, Chris. Appreciate it. How you doing, man?
Everything's everything, man. We're taking a little different tact on it tonight, man. I'm going to touch base with some sports, man, some scores and all that in a minute, man. I appreciate you for calling and checking in, man. We're just talking about the situation that's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, man, and how we could kind of like, from our standpoint, kind of like, you know, make a difference, man. So that's where we at with it right now. So I appreciate you calling in, man, and checking in. If you feel free to hang out, man. We're getting some real, you know, some real information and some real intelligent conversation right now. So feel free to hang out, man. We're in the building, man. I appreciate you for calling and all that good stuff, man. So anything you want to add to the conversation or you just want to hang out, it's all good.
I have to know. I had a question for you guys on the show. Is there any possibilities that the Dallas Cowboys season just might be over and the regular season hasn't even started yet?
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys season going to be over in a minute, but we're going to get into that in a minute, though, man. You know what I mean? Follow Yellow Brick Road, man, and see where we at with it, man. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about all that good stuff, man. I just want to kind of, like, get the topic of hand and the topic of what we're talking about right now is the Michael Brown situation. So if you want to hang out and listen, man, feel free. We'll get into the sports of the day, man, in a few minutes, man, but I definitely want to finish this important conversation that we're having. So, yo, Kim, if you want to finish your thought, man, you go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, ultimately, it just really boils down to simple, you know, how serious do you want it, man? You know what I mean? I think that we have, as a people, have been conditioned to want things immediately, short-term goals. So our priorities are screwed up, and as a result, we just really, you know, we can't really see the value in a long-term build, man. And if we don't really figure that out, I mean, on some level, man, it's over, man. It really is, man. It really is over.
No doubt, man. You know, I just really, really wanted to get into a flow, man, real quick, man. But, you know, real quick, man, let people know who you are, man, and what you're doing, man, and bring them up to speed on what's going on. Because I know they've seen you, and they know of your crew, man, because I know if they watch any episode of Martin, they see
yeah.
you. Know what it is.
Yeah,
they
may have seen the post on the wall. Well, anyway, well, I'll tell you what. My name is Kim Sharpton. You know what I mean? No relation to Reverend Al, but I am a member of the rap group called the UMCs. Back in 91, we had two hit singles, Blue Cheese, another one called One of Grown, off the album Fruits of Nature. We had another album called Unleashed. So, you know, that was 91 era, you know, golden age hip-hop, first rap group out of Staten Island. And then later on in life, I reinvented myself to become a rap artist called NY Oil. I had made a classic song called Y'all Should All Get Lynched, which basically spoke to the fact that I felt like a lot of rappers was out here disrespecting the community, disrespecting the black women, you know what I'm saying, and yo, that they was traitors, man, and they needed to get what they needed to get coming. And I followed up with songs like What Up My Wig and, you know, You're a Queen and all other kind of stuff like that. But in the interim of that, I found myself being put in a position to be a leader, a conscious black hip hop leader or whatever. And to that end, I began PEMG, which is Youth Mentoring Program. for young people ages, well, actually we service in 12 to 21. And it was basically built around horizon expansion for young people using hip-hop culture as a means to expand their point of view, teach them business, and help them develop employable skill sets. And to that end, of about 20 young people that we work with, I would say about 80% of them are either in college or in the military and working and doing well. You know, I mean, only a couple of them, you know, didn't make it, but that is the way of things. My wife and I also have Black Birth Fly, which is a youth, which is for young ladies ages 10 to 21. It is an event, a two-day event that we do every year that's built around expanding the horizons of young ladies. And that is the first day is workshops. That last year that we did it was NASA came through, soccer football team, female professional female football team. So all y'all sports fans out there, they came through and did a workshop with the young lady. And, you know, a bunch of stuff with other people did workshops. And the next day is a gala ball where we have the young ladies get to wear gowns and stuff they never had the experience before. All of it is absolutely free. Everything we do for our community is absolutely free. I just go on Facebook and beat it to death until I raise the money. That's what I've been doing. And, of course, also just, you know, representing and doing all the work that I could do. I'm also a pundit for the BBC Network. I actually did the theme song for Will Have You Say. And I've appeared on the show, and I've been on the radio show, and one of the shows I actually did earned an Emmy, or whatever you call it, like whatever the radio thing is that they get. And, you know, that's who I am. So those of you who are listening, like, yo, who's this talking to right now, is there is some basis for my what make me warrant to speak. You know what I mean? I actually do this work in the community. I am effective at youth mentoring. I am effective in what I'm doing with Life After Hip Hop in terms of trying to teach people how to build a green, you know, the green renovate, recycle, upcycle, reuse the, you know, the properties and stuff so that you can do an amazing renovation for next to nothing. These are things that we need to be able to learn how to do so that we can begin to liberate ourselves from under the corporate dictatorship that we're all being destroyed under. That's really what the real issue is. It's not a race issue. It's not even a class issue. It is an issue of corporations really running this world and trying to make everybody a consumer and just have groupthink and do what they want them to do. And they use the police and they use racism and they use these divisions to keep everybody off balance so that we can't ever get together. White people are suffering just like Black people are suffering. White people are broke in the game. It's more poor white people than they are rich ones. We all suffering, but somehow or another they got poor whites and poor Blacks at each other's throat and not realizing that poor whites get beat the heck up by the police just like poor Blacks do. But meanwhile, neither one of them is realizing that, you know, we are both under the same situation. We need to both get together and both fight this problem. But, you know, they would have us confused. So, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can do in the space and place I occupy to help guide us away from that. And I'm not going to be there when it's finished. And people may never understand what I've done until years later. They'd be like, oh, this dude NYO was a genius, man. The stuff he was doing was ahead of his time. That's cool, whatever. I'll just do what I'm supposed to do and pray that whatever I've done has the impact on somebody to continue, to continue the process towards us being healed.
You know what that means. That's the bell. I got my man in the building, man. We hot tonight, man. You listening to After Further Review, man, a.k.a. The Biggest Show. I got my man Kasim Allah in the building. Yo, Kasim, what's good, man? Welcome to The Biggest Show.
Thanks, thanks, thanks. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Word is
fine. NY Oil from the world-famous UMCs in the building. I got Keon on the line. And I got my man Sonny Cruz in the building with me. So what we're doing right now is we're just speaking on the topic of Michael Brown, man. You know what I mean? We want to dedicate this show to him and Eric Gardner and Eleanor Bumpers, and the list goes on and on and on. So I just really want you to contribute, man, and shed some more light onto the situation right now. And what is your opinion, and how do you feel about what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri right now?
Wow. In Ferguson, I see the same thing that's going on across the United States. You know what I mean? It's just their turn. sadly enough to say, when it comes to the original people, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, as well as the haves and the have-nots, you know what I mean, when it comes to poor people in there, in America especially, we're undervalued, we're devalued to the point where, you know, they can beat us and get away with it with impunity. It's been the way of this country, you know, since they brought us over here in chattel slavery, although we all know we've been here much longer than, you know, all of that. This is the treatment we've been receiving. This is what's going to uphold their system. This is what fuels their system, because we, the poor people, we, the original people here, the labor force, you know what I mean, are the batteries for this system and have always been. And that's what we need to understand. And as soon as they find a way, you know, to replace what we do, our contributions to the society, then you're going to see the deaths of our babies, you know, ramped up tenfold, a hundredfold, is my opinion.
Anybody want to, you know, speak to that? You know, these are very strong brothers I got in the building, and sisters in the building, you know what I mean? And we all just having an intelligent discourse. I got you, Sonny Cruz. I got you. We're going to definitely get into some sports, but right now, I just feel like there's a little bit something that's more important than that right now. And I just kind of like want to discuss it, because I know the feelings are raw, and I wanted to use my show as a platform for people to speak their mind. Shout out to the Diva Squad. I know they're going to probably continue the conversation tomorrow night. Shout out to them. Shout out to the Belvins on Thursday nights and all that. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to be that conduit, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could talk about sports all the time, but there are also issues that we need to be able to show people and let people know that we are aware of and we're concerned about. You know what I mean? So that's why I really want to do that, man. I appreciate you, you know what I mean, chiming in. I know you're busy, man. I know you're running around, you know what I mean, taking time out, man, from, you know, family situations, man, you know, to holler. And I appreciate you, man. I just wanted to get some input from you, man, and people that I respect, in, you know, in this situation, man. That's it.
Yeah, brother,
yeah,
we
ain't done.
We just got started, man. You know what I mean?
Right,
I'm here. You know what I mean? I took that time out, carved it out. I'm sitting here with you right now. You know
that's
what I mean?
It is. I appreciate you, man. So
yes,
we're in the building, man. You listen to After Further Review, man. We're going to get into a little sports thing, but I just thought that some things that we need to touch on as a people. And, you know, I'm a conduit, man. And I think that, you know, this needed to be discussed. You know what I mean? And if people are listening, more power to them. The number is 646-200-3838. If you got anything to say, anything on your mind you want to add to the conversation and build with us, because we got intelligent people in here where, you know, we can have a discourse. We might not all agree on the same topic, but we can still talk intelligently about it. So I appreciate everybody that's listening, people that took the time to call in, man, and let's do what we do, man. So, NY Oil, man, what do you think in regards to the situation, how they're withholding the name of the officer who committed this crime, but yet still they're putting the name and mugshot of people, I think it was 32 people that they arrested for looting and causing the destruction in their town. And we still don't know the name of the officer that shot that kid, man. So, I mean, what is that going to lead to? Is that trying to tell us something, or, you know, stay in our place, or do we even have any recourse, any legal ways we can find out who this guy is?
Well, you know, first and foremost, African proverb says something about, until the lion tells his tale, the hunter will always be the hero. You understand? Uh-huh. And right now, we the lion, and they the hunter. So they always the hero. They always the one that's going to tell you how it went down, and they're going to be able to control what it is that comes out of the media, because it's their media, and they're going to be able to control what information you access is, because it's their infrastructure and their system. And because we don't have the institutions and the infrastructure to be able to combat that effectively, we can't really do much about it. But we do, we just got to support that which exists. For example, you know, you have a Blog Talk radio show. I have one of them too, so I'm very familiar with the format. You know, if people connected enough and you had the viewership that you needed, now I don't have any sense of how many people listen, but I'm just saying, like, you should have, you know, you should have at least as many viewers as there's people on Facebook that's within your reach. You know what I'm saying? So if you got 5,000 Facebook friends, you should have 5,000 people listening to the show right now. You feel me? But because we don't do that, you understand? We kind of expect that, well, because you're doing the right thing, everything's just supposed to come together for you, when that's not how it works. How it works is, if you're doing the right thing, you're supposed to add on and make sure that it perpetuates itself. Your media outlet, you know what I'm saying, and all the other cats that I know that have great media outlets don't have the strength
to report on information, don't have the finances that they need to be able to jump on a plane and go do some investigative journalism to go find out who this person is themselves, because best believe when they want to know who you are, they're going to go and they're going to jump on a plane and go find out who you are, because they're going to have the finances and the resources to do that. You can't do that. We can't do that because we are rendered inert by our lack of infrastructure, by our lack of financial strength, and by our lack of political power. If we had some sort of lobbying political power, you understand, we would be able to pressure somebody. You'd be able to pressure a mayor, pressure the governor, and be like, yo, his name has to be released or you aren't going to get in office next year. This cat would be, his name would be released. But because they don't have to do anything for you, because you wield no power, as the brother said, as the God said earlier, that, you know, yeah, we the poor people built the country, but the poor people don't seem to have no stake in the country, because the poor people is not united enough to take advantage of the inherent power they have by being the mass. You understand? And if we understood that, you know what I mean? Like, if a married couple understands that they are partners and not adversaries, they have a great marriage. If the community understands that we partners and not adversaries and be divided so much, then we can do stuff about it. But you can't do too much about the disrespect of what they did, because you can't, you're not in a position to. And
right.
I really don't want to come across as defeated, because I'm not. I know that we can win. You know what I'm saying? Bob Marley said in that song War, I know we shall win because we are confident in the victory of good over evil. But until we start dealing with the truth of our situation and stop beating our chest or stop telling things to one another that make us feel good, you know, we always need to hear stuff to make us feel good before we can do anything. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, fam, you know what? No, maybe you need to hear what it really is, yo. This is where you really are. This is what your real problems are right now. Now that you know what your real problem is, let us start fixing it. You understand? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sis.
I agree with you. You know what? I agree with you said about the power. We have. I don't think they understand how much power we have to put people in office and to take people out of office. And like you said, if they want to know, they can find a way to know. And I always go something. It's something I'm trying to think of. The Malcolm X that quoted. He had said something about something, maybe a little bit misquoting it. Something about the day that the black man takes an uncompromising step and realize that he's within his rights when his own freedom is being jeopardized, to use any means necessary to bring about his own freedom and put a halt to that injustice. I don't think he'll be by himself. If I, you know, something that Malcolm has quoted that I remember from stuff that he has. You're absolutely right. You don't know. We have the power. And it's all about the vote. Who you putting in office and taking people out of office if they're not doing the job?
No doubt.
It's a long term thing.
No doubt. We got another caller on the line, man. We wilding tonight. Shout out to everybody that's listening, man. All you gotta do is 616-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Angie, what's good? Diva Squad in the building. What's happening? Welcome to the bigger show. What's up?
What's going on?
Nah.
What's happening, lady?
How you doing, Mayor?
Everything's everything. We have, you know, we flipping the script a little bit tonight.
Okay.
We're talking basically about the Michael Brown scenario. I'll talk about that for a little while. Then I'm towards the end of the show, I'm going to go into the regular thing. You know, just basically getting every, you know, opinions and wanting people to be able to call and express themselves. You know how we do it.
Of course. That's without a doubt. I just chimed in, so I really haven't heard much. But it's becoming the epidemic now with, you know, how our people are ending up. There's a lot of things can be done. But I heard a little bit going on. If we don't have that unity, and if we don't get away from, people have to get away from material things first. There's a lot of stuff. It makes us selfish people. So
no doubt.
This is why we buck against each other. you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's mine, or I want that, or what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All that unnecessary stuff. Listen, we're dying. We're losing our kids to people that are protected by their own. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now we gotta, we have to build the force, build this union. So now we gotta build, let's build that black wall. They got a blue one, let's build a black one. And it,
you know,
it,
I hear
it,
that.
Hey.
You know what I mean? That's you know, thoughts. But we have to get everybody on the same page. Where, you know, I think my man NY Oil spoke to it earlier. Where we have to kind
of
like put all the resources that we
have
together.
A lot of background noise.
I don't know what that background noise is, but we need to dead that. But you know, economically, you know what I mean? Socially, all of that. You know, where we can make an impact on what's going on, and we, well, you know, we could have a say. You know, because
right.
My man was saying earlier, you know, you can't really go to Ferguson right now, jump on a plane, and join the, you know, join the protest and get on the front line. Because one, either you don't have the means to do it,
absolutely,
is, you know what I mean, or you don't have the, you know, the paid time off to do it, or
right.
or you just don't have the means like that. Or some cats might want to go out in the street and riot and loot, but then when you get back, they find out you got mad warrants from 5 years ago. Now what?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know, I think that, you know, we have to, you know, we're very reactionary. So, basically,
and
you have to kind of like...
those are real questions, man. Like, that's...
Let me, let,
those
let
are
me
real
answer,
things
me,
to consider.
Hold on,
one second.
One at a time. One at a
let
time.
Let me ask a question. Maybe I missed a part about what, you know, when he was in the beginning. Can I
you
ask
got a window
what,
open
what,
or something, Kia?
No,
I don't know.
I'm
somebody
not,
got something going
that's
on.
Not that's
fine.
Not me. I mean, what do you... As a black man, what do you tell the black youth? What do you tell them if you were to go down there? What's one thing you can tell them? If you were to go to Ferguson right now, what was the first thing you can tell? If all the black youth, black men are in a whole assembly right now, what can you possibly tell them that's going to make them listen right now?
Well, well, you know, I tell you what, and I tell you what I have to tell my oldest son. My oldest son is a hothead. You know, this is the type of dude that he'll go crazy, you feel me? And right now, everybody down there is going crazy. So let me tell you what I would not be telling them. Well, I would not be explaining none of what I'm trying to explain to y'all on this radio show. I'll be telling them, y'all are angry, and y'all got every reason to be angry. And for real, we need somebody's head need to be on the platter. But then the next thing I would say to them as I'm saying that, and I'm letting them know that I understand they're angry, because you can't tell people that not to be angry, or you can't tell people to be easy when they got every reason to be angry, you understand? So first thing I'm going to be is like, yo, this is crazy. Yo, this is outrageous. Something need to be done. I'm going to let them know that my fury match is there. But then I'm going to say, but look around. Hold up, though. Look around, y'all. Look around for a minute. Where we at right now? Because you're about to tear down Ferguson. Where y'all live at? Y'all live here? You're going to tear this down? And y'all property value going to go down?
Hmm.
Where did the problem start at, yo? Who's the start of this problem? Oh, Ferguson County Police? Where they be living at most of the time? Oh, they live over there. Y'all don't think we should be over there protesting? Let's bring that heat over there real quick. Let's start there. Let's bring that heat over there.
Yeah.
Because
if
they're not feeling the fury, then...
What?
Like that old wise woman once told me, a dog don't crap where they eat.
Their community down.
That would be the beginning of it. See, in that way, I'm going to let them know that I understand what's going on, and this is what you really need to be doing. You need to have a better tactic. Now, my second conversation is going to be this. Hey, yo, fam, all this is good what y'all are saying, and I know y'all are upset right now. But I want to know who real up in here. And you know everybody going to be like, I'm real. Yeah, you real? Is you really real? Or is you just real right now? Because if you really real, what are we going to do after this?
Word.
Are y'all going to commit to getting educated, kid? And I ain't talking about at the school that you go to, so you need to do that too because you're going to need that. But is y'all committed to getting educated about your people? Is y'all going to be real enough to be educated about social or political science, about engineering, about strategy? Are y'all going to be committed like that? Because if you're not committed like that, then really you ain't saying nothing to me. You just beefing, in which case I need to roll out because you're wasting my time and this ain't real.
Right.
That's what I'm going to ask them. I'm going to keep it 100 with them.
That's what it is. We got another call on the line. My man, Shay. What's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show, man. Long time, man. What's happening?
What's up, man?
Yeah, we talking about this Michael Brown situation. We're going to stay on it for a little while longer, man. We haven't even really got into no sports tonight, man. I just wanted to take a little different route with it, man. What's your opinion on what's going on in Ferguson, man? I know you out there in Indianapolis, so you kind of like got a little, you know, a little closer to the situation than we are. What's your opinion about it, man, and what's going on?
Man, I was just listening to the guy that's talking, and I was feeling everything he was saying. It's sad that it's going on, and it's sad that we turn down our own stuff. And when stuff like that happen, I always think, man, we need to hit them where it hurt them.
Right.
We turn down our own stuff, and it don't make no sense, because mm-hmm. the stuff's going to keep revolving. It's going to keep going on. We can't beat them like that.
Absolutely.
There's no way we can beat them like that.
You know what
happen.
They did? All they're doing is giving the police pay raises, because now they're going to have to work overtime. All they're doing
yep.
is put more money into their pocket.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't
crap where they eat. You protect yours. Go tell them.
They ain't going to do nothing but hire more police on the street.
Absolutely.
And we had a situation like this here, like in July. It was a kid that shot
let
a police.
Let them know where you are, man.
In Indianapolis. This
okay.
was around the 4th of July. A kid shot a police and killed him, which I don't agree with him shooting the police and killing him, but the whole thing was when the kid was 14 years old, the police, his family was having a barbecue at a park, and the police parked 2 blocks away and walked to the barbecue and started harassing his father and beat his father to death in front of him.
So it was five
different police. They beat him to death with the flashlights and the baton, and then they said he had a heart attack. Nothing happened to none of the police officers. So this particular police officer.
I didn't even hear about this one.
The particular kid that shot the police, his father, he watched his father get beat at 14, So in this area where he was living at, they always been harassing him as he's been growing up. So naturally, you know, he's growing up hating the police. He watched them beat his father to death for no reason. But the police that he shot was one of the officers that beat his father to death. And he pulled up on the kid and got out of the car messing with the kid, and the kid had a gun on him and he shot him. But so here all the media he talking about is downing the kid and he shouldn't have did this, and he's getting a death penalty and this and all that, but they don't understand that this situation was bound to happen. Everything they do, they get away with in our community. They can do with whatever they want to and don't got to answer to nobody. And as long as that keep happening, stuff like this going to keep happening. But if we don't get together, and like the brother was just saying, like, we got to educate ourselves. Like, it ain't even about it's about the school education, man. But so many of us black people, we don't even know about our own self and our own history.
That's right.
That's what's so sad. We don't got a clue about where we came from. We don't got a clue about what we done did in society.
And we're not even trying to learn. These kids are not even trying to learn that. You understand what I'm saying?
You got to keep in mind, remember, family, remember, I'm a team. As harsh as I may come across about our situation, I got to keep reminding us, don't be too harsh on us. Because our situation is, you got some kids like, yo, you ever, we got kids that have been looking for help so long that by the time help get there, they ain't get help for taking so damn long. You heard? That's the world we live in. And you can't knock kids. Because, you know, I was watching this thing. It's a movie coming out. I'm not sure the name of it. I wish I could, because I would like to acknowledge it, because I got this information from this movie that's coming out. It's a documentary. And the brother was saying something about, you know, what is your inheritance? What is the inheritance of us that come from? We inherited the civil rights. I'm 43. I inherited whatever come from civil rights for the most part. You heard? But what did I inherit? What did I inherit? Versus my friend John Paul that I grew up with, who is a Caucasian Latino. He inherited something totally different in this world. You understand? I haven't inherited anything of any great value. What I can not. Go to the bathroom in the same bathroom that a white person can. I can get potential preference in admissions. I can get some freaking. I could get welfare and like that's my big inheritance.
while they inherited businesses, they inherited, you know, they inherited a wealth. We inherited
legacies.
Yes, you understand? So what I'm saying is, you look at these kids, you say they're not trying to learn. They're not trying to learn because who are they learning what from? A culture that has inherited, that passes on nothing but debt. The biggest debt we pass on is being dead. You got to come up with $7,000 to $8,000 to put somebody in the coffin. And that's, you know, where you, that your life is only, the big deal of your life is we want to keep you alive long enough so that you don't cause us no debt. You can't get married, you ain't got no good start that I was mentioning before. You have a child, child don't got no good start. The babies don't got no, child have a child, the babies don't got no good start. Ain't no ceremony, ain't no nothing, ain't no culture. And really, truly, that's on us.
Absolutely.
That's on our parents.
Step
and,
up to the plate.
And what we got to do is, and do the knowledge. When I say that's on us, it ain't just us on this phone here now. You know what I mean? On this radio show. It's us, period. And some of us are doing the best that we can and really are putting in that work. You understand? But understanding that the mass of people who are struggling, the mass of these young people who are disenfranchised from their community and from their elders, is because of there is a mass of us who have failed them woefully. You understand? And somehow or another, we, those of us that do know, have to make a concerted effort to make doing the right thing the move, kid. Like, it's got to be the flyest dude. If my man take care of his kids, he got to be the flyest dude ever. If black men, if black women on Father's Day was just go out and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm a single mom. I want to acknowledge the brothers that's in my child's life to help him and provide him with masculine, you know, energy. If we all just did that, that would encourage more men to be fathers. You understand? You know what I mean? And if the brothers was like, yo, I want to acknowledge these beautiful sisters out here doing right, good things and building up real and that, you know, we just start bigging each other up here and cheering each other in a way that meant something. You know what I mean? And encourage what's good because people want attention.
You know what's happening now, though? At that point, what the young people are really into now is music and stuff. And when they hear these hoes ain't loyal and all of that stuff, what do you think they're going to follow?
Indeed.
You
understand what I'm saying? So listen, we have to take accountability sometimes for our own actions too. You understand what I'm saying? Even though we are, we have been put down a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't have that self-esteem to know what kind of power we have or what kind of value they have. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's from ignorance. Not ignorance being stupid, ignorance from not knowing. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know who to turn to. You know what I mean?
But
they don't know who to turn to.
They don't have no – they know who to turn to. They know who to turn to, but what the problem is this. When I look at – I'm a recording artist. I have had number one hits, all that. And
okay.
And I don't have no number one hits. You know what I'm saying? Now, do the knowledge. It's real talk. The music that I made as NY Oil, right, all positive. You're a queen, speaking to the black woman. You're a queen, well-born. You're a princess. You know, all those kind of bells. You feel me? I'm all of that. Now, I have a youth mentoring program for young people. I have, like, 20, 30 kids in the mentoring program, and they rock with me hard because of what I did for them individually and as a collective. But they bear witness to me struggle making the kind of music that's positive for the community. Good music, too. Now, I say good music, I'm not bigging myself up. You know, people that listen to it say it's good music. I'm assuming that it's good. Yeah,
right.
But music that holds up. I know how to make hits. I've got number one hits, so I know how to do it. So, and I'm doing it with this music, but it doesn't get burned. And the reason why it doesn't get burned, and this is where the problem is, and it's not a tangent. This speaks to exactly what you're talking about. When you see someone doing the right thing or what's supposed to be the right thing and they struggle, right, because we got this mentality that when somebody's doing the right thing, well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. So anyway, you don't need to be no pat on your back. You're supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be a good father. That don't mean nothing. You don't mean nothing that he's taking care of his kids. That's what he's supposed to do. But it's like, yo, when you think that way, right, you don't big that up. But what happens is we got this underdog mentality in the black community. So the worst among us, we always trying to big them up. Cat come from college, or we all on his tip. Brother, black home for college, or that brother ain't crap. Brother come home from jail, y'all, we all on his tip.
picnic.
Yeah, they give
it
a
call.
They
got a picnic
for
him. Everybody, he going to get some loving. He going to get anything. Joseph come back from college. Ain't nobody even checking for him. They mad because dude come back from college and think he's smart.
Yeah, they call him funny. They call him funny.
That's what our problem is. That's what
that
our problem
me.
Is. Is our problem already
me.
Screwed up. You heard?
Actual fact, God, pardon me. Let me add on. That was me. I was that child. You understand what I'm saying? Come home from college, you know what I mean, and get looked at funny, and the dude come home from jail, and they throw him a party. You know what I mean? And that's a slave mentality. That's being a slave of a mental death and power. You know what I mean? Because we would rather be in jail, because to them, that's a rite of passage, and that's our youth. They talk about when I go to jail, not if, but when I go to jail, this is what I'm going to do. All right?
Dad, tell them what the culture freedom degree is, God.
Oh, come on now. Now, culture is your way of life. That's the only way of life for the original people, all right? Mm-hmm. The culture is what give you freedom. Freedom is the ability to choose without being told how, when, or what. Freedom is unrestrictedness. It's liberty. You know what I mean? And when you don't understand what that is and you have not lived that, you're accustomed to oppression, then you crave oppression, all right?
Wow.
We inherently understand and look for rites of passage programs where men grow us into adults. And what do they call jail? What do they call, you know what I'm saying, the holding pens? They call that shit gladiator school.
Bang.
Long to go to school. They look for a school of thought that will turn them into warriors, all right? But the problem is, I'm from the nation of the gods and earth, so the 5% nation. You know what I mean? When I was a child, they was in the streets teaching. That's the reason I got this knowledge. That's why I'm in the streets teaching. I don't see enough of us in the streets anymore teaching. And when I was young, before I chose a school of thought, I had every single one of them on the block teaching. And they weren't arguing with each other because they were too busy teaching us. The problem now is everybody's riding their ego. And I'm talking about from the conscious community to the streets. There's only 5% amongst the 5%. That's the reason we ain't out here teaching as much as we should be, because cats got record deals. Like myself, I got one too. I had a hit. I wrote Salt Pepper. I had triple platinum. I had all this crazy shit.
Watch
your mouth. At the end of the day, it didn't mean anything. You know what I mean? If a baby don't grow and develop as a result of it. You know, and too many people
exactly.
got too busy caught up in trying to get their record deal and trying to get their money and trying to shine. And I, without recognizing what knowledge of self is. Self is not just you as an individual. Self is us. We forgot how to be a community. A community, you break the word down, is what? Common what? Unity. Where's a common unity amongst us? We don't see ourselves when we look at ourselves. We see a stranger. That's why it's so hard and so easy, you know what I'm saying, for us to hurt each other and kill each other. Because you don't recognize yourself when you look at your brother or your sister.
Nope. I agree with that.
What it is, man. We in the building, man. After further review, a.k.a. The Vision Show, definitely rocking out tonight, man, dropping knowledge and jewels all over the place. I got another caller on the line, y'all. I got Half Pint, son of Berserk.
What's up?
Welcome to The Bigger Show.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking about Michael Brown. I know, you know, you want to add on. You have, you know, something that you want to add on to the conversation. Let everybody know what's on your mind and how you feel about the events that are taking place in Ferguson, Missouri right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is something that's been going on for a long time. You know, the difference is that we now have the media that's putting it in place and putting it in play. And unfortunately, you know, every day a black man is lynched, you know. This is nothing new. It's just now that you have everything out on Front Street and they will pick and choose what story they will tell. But, you know, and what's happening is that as they continue to dehumanize us, it makes it easier for them to put our kids down and to kill them. You know, it becomes open season. And the reality is that we kind of are putting that and letting that happen because we are falling into the, we've fallen victim to the very things that we're allowed them to perpetuate. You know, and love and hip-hop, basketball, why all those things are facades that continue to, you know, whitewash what's really going on in our community. And until we take a stand and we go back to the civil rights movement of making sure that we hold people accountable, we vote, we put people in place that are going to speak for us, or either we do it ourselves, we're going to continue to have these issues.
That's what's up. I got a nice panel with me tonight, man. After further review, I got my man NY Oil, Cool Kim from the UMCs in the building.
Oh,
I got Kia, Usual Suspects. I got my man Kasim Allah, Angie holding me down. My man Sonny Cruz is in the building. My man Shay, Touch Base, and I got Half Pint in the building with me. We're just having a little serious discourse tonight, man, about the situation that's going on in Ferguson. Feel free if you want to contribute. 646-200-3838 is the math. We're just really, really getting some food for thought, man. And I hope that, you know, this conversation doesn't stop. I mean, definitely I'll, you know, even like my man said, if it's like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, to give an update on what's going on. You know what I mean? I would appreciate it, you know, Cool Kim, man. You know, you got the math, man. You can call anytime. Kassim Allah, you know what it is, family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's know what's going on. Even Half Pint, what's going on out there in Long Island. You know what I mean? With Chuck D and Public Enemy and all that. Peace to Chuck D. You know what I mean? Everybody, man. You know what I mean? Sometimes we just got to, like, talk real issues.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the game is going to always be on, regardless. You know what I mean?
Without question.
No offense to nobody who was listening, you know, trying to get some sports knowledge or whatever. We got that. But we just wanted to kind of harp on some reality social issues, man. And, again, if you want to chime in, 646-200-3838 is the map.
Is she still in line?
Yeah.
Hey, Shay, I just got a quick question for Shay. What is the community doing about the young men? Have they even stepped up to... I haven't even heard that. I'm like, really listening to that. That anger been holding in for so long. What is the community doing? Are they surrounding him?
No, I mean the black community is, but you know, Indiana is you know, it's a white state basically.
Right.
So they, I mean, at the end of the day, they just putting him on the news as the bad guy, and the officer got killed. So you know, now it's all against the black community. So now they think it's shoot first. They done already shot a couple black kids after this situation. Because now they think they got the right to shoot first at any black kid when they know that they was bothering. They had already been harassing this little dude his whole life since he watched y'all beat his father to death. Then like I was telling one of my buddies, he got an 8-year-old son. So what y'all think that his 8-year-old son gonna grow up thinking? He gonna grow up
right.
on the same thing that his father.
Right, because he's going to definitely hear the story about how the cops killed your grandfather and all that.
Right. Killed my grandfather. Now my father ended up shooting his father up. They ended up shooting the little dude up, and he ended up, he was in critical condition at first, and then it was a big old thing because they wouldn't let his mother see him while he was in critical condition. They didn't know he was going to make it, so once he made it, they got him all on the news, going to court in the wheelchair. And they talking about, are they gonna file the death penalty against him? When the white officer's family got on the news, and the white officer's family said on the news that he shouldn't have never got out that car until backup came, which he shouldn't have. He shouldn't have never got out of that car messing with them little dudes in that alley until he had backup. He got out that car messing with them little dudes, and it was the wrong little dude in the group. He already hated you, and he knew who you was. You were the ones that killed his father.
And that was built up. That was hate built up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know, this is the way
against them because of what they did, of course. But that's what happens. Let me tell you something, and I'll go to my grave. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You understand what I'm saying? They displayed that pure evilness in front of this boy. Corrupted whatever good kid he was going to be. They corrupted that. You understand what I'm saying? But they'll never say that.
But this is where we have to take care of our own community so that these things don't happen. If we start educating our kids from birth and let them know that this is what that in our community, if we protect ourselves and outsiders cannot come in here and they don't have to and they cannot use us as target practice, then that will be a problem. Because when you have police, job is to control and patrol our community, not to protect and serve. And we have to know that off the bat. And then knowing that, we also have to know that they don't know the difference between the victim or the criminal. They're not there to distinguish between either. You know what I mean? I tell my students all the time, listen, I love Pookie. Pookie's my cousin. But at the end of the day, Pookie is a thief, and I don't want to live where there's not going to be resources so he can come out of his element, and he could be productive. So I have to police my area. I have to make sure that my kids are going to be safe. I have to make sure that I'm educating my community to let them know that we have to build and we have to surround ourselves with love and knowledge itself so we can do well.
You know?
That's right.
And then it makes it easy. It makes it that much harder for them to come in and dictate to what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. Because, you know, I heard Dick Gregory once say, "You'll never see, you know, a cop shoot a mafia. They'll shoot a nigga, but they'll never shoot a mafia." You know, because they won't have that in their community. We have to say enough is enough, and we have to take back our community and raise our kids and let them know that this is not normal behavior and that we don't have to tolerate. We won't tolerate.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is, and peace to my sis, how you doing? I'm glad to hear your voice finally. You know what I'm saying? It's, we always talk on Facebook and stuff like that, so it's just wonderful
absolutely.
To hear your voice, you heard?
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
You know, what I wanted to say is that, you know, ultimately, it goes back to, you know, and if we can kind of, it goes back to real basic things. Brothers got to, you know, pick the woman that they're going to be with while stops and sleeping with any old woman and then
mm-hmm.
having babies by a woman they don't want to be with when they realize that wasn't a woman to them so that they can
absolutely.
Have productive marriages and raise their homes, raise their children. Like, these things got to start being important. Like, we can't be celebrating a hot lifestyle and all this stuff. We don't have to start really getting to a point that we realize the cancerous effect that just being with anything and letting anything rock have done to us and start to really really push towards the disciplines that our parents and our parents' parents try to instill in us. But you know,
absolutely.
Every generation, what we end up doing is we become more and more lackadaisical and liberal with our children because, well, you got spankings when you grew up, and you ain't like that one spanking you got when you really didn't do nothing wrong, but your mother did think you did something wrong. Spank
true.
You tight about that. So now you decided you ain't going to never spank your kids. But what you're not realizing
mm-hmm.
that regardless to what, these spankings help build character in you. The fact that you had to be home by the time the lights came on, that built
right.
character. You know, the fact that, you know, you could walk down the block and if you was doing, you was up to no good, Ms. Johnson would be out on the porch and see if your
mm-hmm.
mother would whoop you out and then send you home. Nowadays, if Ms. Johnson even look at you funny, your mother going to come running down the block talking about, I thought you ain't looking
right.
at my child like
true.
That. Don't come in my child. Don't say nothing about my
child.
So we don't even got no accountability for our children because we are abandoning all of the things that made us great, all of the things that made us strong because we abandon these things the way we have.
Mm-hmm.
We are inherently weak today. So what
mm-hmm.
we have to do now is realize that truth and then start to gravitate back to that. Even if we got
absolutely.
To be the bad guy because of it, if that means that we're
right.
going to have to just all of a sudden we switching up, your kids are going to be like, yo, are you switching up? You wasn't like that all the time. I grew up all my life. Don't tell me I can do this. All my life I was wrong. And this is what it is now, and this is what we're going to do from going forward because my interest is not about being a good guy no more. My interest is being a mother with a child that's alive
right.
and seeing you prosper, a father
right.
with a child that's alive and seeing them prosper. Because
right.
I'm telling you, from I'm not saying it because I'm some talking head that's speaking about what I think it should be. I'm telling you because I'm in that very same struggle right now, today, in my life, realizing that, yo, you know what? I got to turn it up on my kids, even though they're grown. I got to have demands on them right now.
That's what it is, though. We have to go back to their parents instead of trying to be their friend.
Absolutely. We've managed to, we've allowed them to do something that we have never had a problem with. We let them take our spirituality, and we let them take our discipline out of our homes and out of our communities. I'd rather take my child and beat my child before I let the police do it. You gonna arrest me, but you're not gonna be held accountable. But my kid will beat my kid.
Right.
So you know, we're out for in the wrong, or definitely in the wrong place. And when you have these young ladies raising kids and they want to be out there with them, or they're buying their time as opposed to spending time with them and
that's
feeding
right.
their and nurturing their minds and their souls as opposed mm-hmm. to them iPhones and all that stuff. These are things that make them think that they're equal to society and to the elements that continue to confine and redefine who we are. And we've never been that kind of people. We've always determined and dictated what
we're going
to
do. Absolutely not.
And we're allowing them to continue to do that. And we like I said, we get whitewashed with all of these, you know, reality shows that are really not reality, that are telling you this is appropriate behavior, or you should be doing this, or there's nothing wrong with you doing this. And I people are watching this with no guidelines, without any kind of conference, you know, conversation or references to pull from. And and they think that this is acceptable behavior. And then when they're not humanized and they're dehumanized based upon these images that other people are seeing, then they wonder why they're being treated this way.
Yep.
You know, and then we get up, you know, our people get up, young people get upset and say, well, you're not going to tell me what? I'm not going to do what?
No, I ain't going to tell you, I'm going to show you. How about that? I ain't going to tell you, I'm going to show you.
And I tell these kids all the time, it was nothing wrong with how I grew up. That's how I had to be home before the storm, and I didn't understand it then, but I get it now.
And, you know, the thing is, it
ain't nothing good coming from that.
And you know, we don't want it to come across as if somehow or another we blaming these young people for what it is.
No,
that's
not
what we're saying. What we're saying, though, and I'm speaking more to the people that may be listening, what we're saying is that the focus now has to be on the youth, that we have to take accountability for our failings, what we abandon, and then we claim what we abandon consciously. You understand? We claim culture, we claim who we are, and make every effort to instill that into our young people.
Absolutely.
In our homes first. If we
yes,
do
sir.
That in the home first,
hey,
we don't got to worry about the whole everybody. You know, every time we get to talking about something, we talking about unity. If we all come together, we ain't all never coming. Ain't no all nothing. There's no such thing as all. All does never come. There's no all nothing does the same thing. It never happens. There's always going to be one that objects. You understand? So there's no all anything. All we got to worry about, though, is if me and I take care of my family. So this clan right here is taking mine. The guy's taking care of his. The sisters is on the line is taking care of theirs. And in that way, yo, we are starting the process, and it will grow exponentially from that. Me and my wife are born three kids, you understand? And from them three kids now, how many we got running around here now? We got the three kids, and then, of course, like four or five of us that we just take care of because they friends are our kids. And then what we got, how many grandkids we got right now? Four with one on the way, so we got five grandkids. We already growing exponentially. My
yes,
son's
sir.
Wives. You understand what I'm saying? So it, you understand, like, so this doctrine is not just, it ain't just because I feel this way and I say, well, I'm going to just take care of mine. That's not a small thing because my doctrine now goes on to, now that's, from what I counted, three, what, four to seven, and then two girls.
But it still takes
nine.
A village. It still
you know
takes
saying?
A village,
nine people.
It still takes a village to make sure that we are, you know, on point. But we also have to go back to knowing what the roles are in our community. What is the role of the black man? What is the role of the black woman? What is the role of the black child? And once we define those roles or redefine them, someone somewhere down the line forgot what their role was. Once we out there, then we can raise our people and our children to know, okay, this is what your role is. This is what you're supposed to be doing. This is what we're looking for you to do. This is how you're going to help your community grow, and this is how you're going to grow. Because if you don't have knowledge of stuff, you can't interact with anybody else, so they're going to be able to, you know, say, infiltrate you and be able to do whatever they want to do.
True
and deep. That's how we've been. That's
identity,
how we became,
identity is,
that's how we remained successful
over time. But we got to make sure that what we're saying, right, is this. What just, I agree 100%, but it has to begin and end with you as the epitome of the example.
That's
you understand?
Right.
The conversation cannot be exoteric. It has to purely be esoteric, meaning this is me saying, what is the role of the black man? Look at me. You see the role of the black man. You look, when you see me, I am
there
the epitome of a strong black man. There's no question about that. So if I speak to you on that issue, the fact that we even discussing it is probably because you are admiring me in my manhood and saying, yo, black man, I really appreciate how you move, man. I always wanted to know how you, I really admire you. But see what, most of the young people that approach me is like, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you know, Mr. Sharpton, I always want to know, you know, how you always been a father to me, whatever. And they are receptive to me because I've shown and proved this is who I am in my everyday example.
Yes,
and sometimes, and that's the hardest thing for us to do. We're always trying to change the world. Just make the personal pledge that you are going to do the things that are going to make a difference, beginning in your own home, in your own life, with your own children, with your own husband, with
of
your
course.
Own wife. Get that right. And then from there, everything we trying to do, because Norman Hill said it best, how you going to win
You ain't right with it.
There you go.
No doubt.
And it's it should be innate behavior. So if you walk upright, everybody will see that. Not just in your home, but in the community too. So it becomes, like you said, it becomes consistent with everybody on that same flow, and they all on the same page about what needs to be done.
That's right. Listen, you know, we talked, we discussed, we shared ideas, we put some stuff out there for people to hopefully, take heed to. Right now we're at the part of the show, man, where I do a little round table. I let everybody, speak their mind before we get out of here for another week, man. Very good conversation, man. I appreciate everybody for calling in. NY Oil, Kia, my man Kasim, Angie, Sunny Cruz, my man Shay, Half Point for checking in. I'm gonna go around the board, but I need you to do me one favor, because the mayor's birthday is tomorrow. I just want you to wish her happy birthday. That's all. That's all
happy
I need.
Birthday,
bro.
Happy birthday.
That's all I need.
Happy birthday, family.
That's
happy
what
birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Come in, sing it.
Congratulations. Happy birthday, my little brother.
You can sing it to me tomorrow. How about that?
All right. I'm at the Diva Squad tomorrow. 6-4-6-238-38.
That's what it is. I'm going to let you, speak your mind. Make it kind of quick, because I got to let everybody get their piece in before we get out of here. Any last words? How can people get up with you, get in contact with you, and all that?
What up? Yeah, my name is Cool Kim, a.k.a. NYOIL, The Ideal. You can find me on Facebook under NYOIL, The Ideal. I would prefer that you check me out at Life After Hip Hop, which is a blog about, this renovation I'm doing. I'm really trying to teach people to be self-sufficient, and that yours can be done. I bought this house for $7,000. Joint is amazing. What I've done with it, people, everybody come through is like, yo, this is amazing. I'm like, son, it's possible to change the community. And so check for me, Hit me there. Hit me on Twitter, NYOIL. Hit me on Facebook, like I said, NYOIL. And, that's what it is. UMC new project is coming out called And You Don't. So check out the UMC as well on Facebook. But most importantly, y'all, don't worry. Things are going to be better. Don't give up. Stay focused one step at a time. You ain't got to conquer the world today. One step at a time, and we will prevail, man. We will prevail. So that's what's up. My name is NYOIL, and I approve that message, y'all.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. Kia, what's good? You got anything to say before we get out of here?
I'm just curious as how everything is going on and everything that's happened. We met as soon as I landed here, and got into Florida and seeing all of, the media and everything, and not even hearing the media about what's happening down in Indiana, what Shay was saying. It's like unbelievable stuff that we don't hear. And like that, we don't hear a lot of this, the unknown stuff. And that's very powerful that's going down here about this 14-year-old kid. And
that's crazy.
That's
no doubt. You got anything to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, as always, it's always a pleasure, my brother. Thank you. Check out the John Prime Show on rapstation.com. Also, hit me up on Facebook, Sandra Jackson, or John Prime. Son of Preserve, new stuff is coming out soon. And preserve our culture. We must be teachers, we must preserve, and we must reawaken our consciousness so that this way we can make sure we dictate our own fate.
That's what's up. Appreciate you. Angie, before we get out of here, you got anything to say?
Yes, I do. Y'all catch the Diva Squad on Wednesday, Dallas Radio, same number, 646-200-3838. And as far as tonight's show, we have to start encouraging each other, people that are in a position, empower each other, look out for each other, and the charity starts at home and spreads abroad. Let's keep a hold of our kids. Keep a hold on them.
That's what it is. My man, my brother, my homie, my dude, I said my law. You got anything to say before we get out of here, family?
Yeah, indeed. Look, raise your babies right. Teach them to do the knowledge before they open their mouths or do something. Teach them to think before they speak and do. Be very careful out here and know who, know you got a target on your back. I love the conversations. We need to keep these bills going amongst ourselves, and teach ourselves and be there for each other. I got new music coming out. I'm doing the Apollo for the 50th anniversary of the 5% Nation, in October. But this is so much more important. I'm God first before I'm an MC. I'm a father first before I'm an MC.
Indeed.
And, you know, I'm a teacher first, and we got to teach our people what's happening, who their enemy is, why they're attacking them, why they're falling victim to it, and how no longer to fall victim. You know what I mean? That's what's going on right now. Thank
That's
you
what it
call.
Is. Definitely appreciate you, God.
I appreciate you.
My man Shay, you still on the line with us? I don't know what that is back there, but we got to, you know, cool that out. Sunny Cruz, what's good? You on the line with us, yo? All right, that's what it is. It's all good. Listen, man, I appreciate everybody for calling in, man. Definitely, some knowledge was kicked tonight, man. I got to do what I got to do. I don't want nobody going nowhere yet. I still got like 10 minutes, man. I got to do this. You know what I mean? Real quick, I got to do this. Yankees at the Orioles was postponed because of the rain. Miami Marlins 3, St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Top of the ninth in Atlanta, Dodgers 3, Braves 2. Bottom of the eighth in Cincinnati, Red Sox 3, Reds 2. Bottom of the seventh in Pittsburgh, Pirates 4, Tigers 2. Top of the eighth at Citi Field, Washington Nationals 7, the Mets nothing, a likely story. Top of the seventh at Wrigley, Cubs 3, Brewers nothing. Top of the sixth in Texas, Rays 1, Rangers nothing. Bottom of the fifth in Houston, Astros 7, Twins 1. Bottom of the fifth in Kansas City, I don't know, kid. Y'all was in first place for like one day. I don't know what's going on. Oakland A's 6, Kansas City Royals 2 in the bottom of the fifth. Tonight, later on starts, you got the Phillies and the Dodgers, and you got the Blue Jays and the Mariners later on tonight. You got the Rockies and the Padres, and you got the White Sox out in San Francisco tonight. Also, the game in Cleveland between the Indians and the Diamondbacks is delayed. Indians lead 1-0. Listen, man, you know, I just kind of like wanted to go a little bit in depth and talk about, you know, basically an event that affects us all, whether we're black, white, whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever your persuasion is, it affects you. Okay, so how do we, you know, how do we come back from this? How do we prevent this from having, you know, having this conversation 2 months from now about the next one, you know, that's going to catch a bad one from these police? What do? We got some good information tonight. We got some food for thought from my man, Cool Kim. I'm going to definitely stay in contact with you, man. Salute.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. My man Kasim Allah is always, man, dropping it lovely as always. No chaser. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate Kia. Half Pint for coming through. My man Shay, man, you dropped a bomb on us, my dude. We didn't even, you know, realize that was going on. How come CNN's not in Indianapolis right now? You know what I'm saying? Angie definitely always contributed. My man Sunny Cruz, first time, long time. Call in next week, man. We'll definitely be on the sports tip, but we had to switch it up tonight, man, because that's how I do. Hopefully tomorrow night, man, the Diva Squad will expound on this a little bit more, man, because, again, like my man Cool Kim said earlier, it don't stop here. You know what I mean? Talk to a young person, man. Put them on. Let them know that, you know, it's more to it than what's going on MTV or BET or whatever, man. Realize what's going on. And it affects you. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, appreciate everybody. Again, man, shout out to my man Rich Money for holding me down. Ms. Lavina, you know, appreciate the show. Everybody's listening out there, man. This is for y'all, man. You know what I mean? So, again, man, you know, I like the conversation. I definitely do, because it shows that we're deeper and we have a much more better understanding of what's going on than they give us credit for. Regardless of, you know, how long we've been on this planet, whatever experiences we have, we all could come back and have the common denominator, man, that we dealt with stuff that, you know, it might have been an injustice, but we know how to deal with it. We're here. And again, like the, I think it was Half Pint that said, you know, all those, you know, that discipline that we got when we were younger kept us out of jail, kept us out of situations that we didn't need to be in. So again, we gotta pass that knowledge on to the youngsters, man, and let them know, man, that it's not over. You know what I mean? It's only just beginning, and you are the ones, the youth. You are the ones that's going to hold us down and have to have that knowledge and ammunition to stand up and be like, yo, this is what Cool Kim and Kasim Allah and Half Pint and Angie and Kia were talking about back in 2014. Okay, mm-hmm. So you have to carry that on. So as far as I'm concerned, man, after further review, you know, even if it's just for like 5 minutes, man, I get an update on what's going on. You know what I mean? I could put it out there, and we could be a vessel of information, you know, for everybody, man. Let them know what's going on. And we definitely stay on the sports note, but that's why we're better than you. Because we could go into different topics and subjects and still come out on the other side level. You know what I mean? So, again, man, it's the man, the mayor in the building, holding it down every Tuesday night. Shout out to my man, Sonny Cruz. I'll be on his show Thursday night. We're doing our thing hard body on the sports tip, man. So, again, we didn't get to talk about the AFC North and the South. We're going to definitely do it next week because we got time. You know what I mean? The NBA schedule drops tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? NBA TV. Hey, Kia, I remember we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago about Christmas Day games. And I said that I would like to see the Miami Heat play the Cleveland Cavaliers in Miami on Christmas. Guess who's playing on Christmas in Miami? So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. Stop, you know, patronizing them garbage sports groups. Yeah, I'm going to say it because it's my birthday. I can say what I want to say. Stop patronizing them garbage sports groups. Holler at your boy. I'm in the building every Tuesday. Every day I'm on After Further Review. I'm up to 569 now. So that means 569 mornings, Saturday included, holidays too, I've gotten up and I've kicked the sports ballistics the way it should be kicked. We don't need to have on those suits and ties. We could all come together and base our conversation on what we know. I want to know your opinion. I don't care about what Stephen A. Smith said. I don't care about what's on ESPN because I already seen it. That's my point. So, yeah, man, shout out to everybody in Ferguson, man. Hold your head. Shout out to everybody, man, that's trying to do the right thing, man. And again, some good advice, you know, when the police pull you over or whatever, just, you know, do what you need to do, man, because we want to see you be able to come back and tell your story. Yeah, they pulled you over for some garbage reason, okay, but you want to be able to survive so you can tell that story. So, again, man, once again, shout out to everybody who's listening, man. And if you got anything that you want to say, man, I'm at After Further Review. I'm on Twitter. My name is Left Handed on Twitter. All right? So get at me. Let me know, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, if you was feeling the show. I really personally don't care if you was feeling it or not. Because, again, this is, you know, I got something out of it. I wanted to do this. I wanted to say that I know some people out there that, you know, had some things that they wanted to speak about on this topic that you won't hear on CNN. That you won't hear on MSNBC, okay? So that's why we did it. And, again, man, I want to appreciate everybody that called, everybody that's listening, the big homie Rich Money behind the boards holding me down, everybody that's out there listening, man. Tomorrow's my birthday, man. I'm going to do what it do, man. I'm going to be 48 years old tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, again, man, we have – and the responsibility is on us. You know, that means you, Cool Kim. That means you, Koss. That means you, Sonny Cruz, my man Shay, you know, and for the little, you know, the girls coming up, Angie, Half Pipe, Kia, Miss Ravina, everybody. You know what I mean? It's our responsibility, man, to make sure that, you know, they're coming up with that right food for thought, man. You know what I mean? They're going to do what they do, but the basics, the fundamentals is what they really need to focus on, man. And somebody said earlier in the show, you know, it takes a village, man. We got to get back to that because we don't – where's the village? Where did the village go? You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, you know, we got to be better. You know what I mean? Expect to hear some updates from After Further Review regarding this situation in Ferguson, Missouri. We definitely going to keep you abreast. We might not, you know, devote a whole show to it. You know what I mean? But I definitely want to make sure that, you know, we haven't forgotten about it. And it's not going to fall to the wayside. This show is dedicated to the memory of Michael Brown, Eric Gardner. You know what I mean? Eleanor Bumpers. Anybody else name you want to add on that's been unjustly treated, you know, Adam Malema. You know what I mean? Anybody. So this show is dedicated to them, and I hope that, you know, we serve the purpose. Hollywood, I see you, man. You know what I mean? I hope that, you know, this show served the purpose, man. I feel good. You know what I mean? I feel good that, you know, we could all have a healthy discourse without yelling all over each other and calling each other out their names. NY Oil, Cool Kim, once again, I appreciate you, man. If you don't know who this dude is, go watch a rerun of Martin. They always rocking them on NTV2. So you should, you know, that poster on the wall, that's my man. You know what I mean? Kasim Allah, you know how it is, my dude. That's my man. That's family. He cut my hair and all that good stuff, Zulu tapes and all that. So we go back. So, again, man, everybody, man, do what you do. Hopefully next Tuesday we can all come back here, man, and have some conversations about sports and be able to bug out, have a good time, but not without – without remembering the people that have suffered and are not here. to have that fun and enjoyment with us. So, again, man, this is the mayor. After further review, the biggest show, Kiku Palace Radio, all day, all the time, everything. We got you covered every day of the week except the Saturday. I'm trying to talk to Miss Lorena about letting me rock on a Saturday. But it is what it is, man. We rocking out. Shout out to Sonny Cruz. Shout out to my man Star Buck Wild Show. He's bigging me up lovely. You know, we're doing our thing, man. On Friday, I'm going to have my college football playoff top 10. And we'll do what we do, man. This is the mayor, man. And I'm out, man. Next Tuesday, I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Happy birthday to me. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Palace Sports, after further review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m.
I'm a scorcher, it feels like torture. Yes, I'm a free agent looking at all the offers. Crossover jump shot like Kimbo Walk. I wrote the book on this madness, so call me an author. You ain't coming to play hard, quit your day job. You let New York down like your name is J.R. Smith and Weston. Keep playing aggressive, every shot that you take, hands up is contested, everybody's a guard, play D like Umar, yeah I'm winning this game, care less about odds, these clowns ain't worthy, they plays is dirty, I'm giving them 30, so retire my jersey, MJ in his prime, at the gym on my grind, 1,000 jump shots, I'm just taking my time, it means I caught fire, so I call it a sign, they say it's a two-pointer cause my foot on the line, in the clutch they folding, we picking and rolling. Yes, I'm Seth Curry with this ratchet I'm holding. You gotta be joking, believing I'm open. Carry the offense and I shoot it like Copeland. Call it a quick now, Stephen A. Smith now. Anything between that is probably a sit down. Whether home or the road, I demand the control. Just playing the game, doing what I was told. Shorts under the pants, got the heart of a champ. For my brother Black Magic, they should give him a chance. Ballers is average, maniac is a savage. Didn't even box out, cause they letting them grab it. Everything is drastic, he ain't trying to pass it. A lot of one-on-one at that Watson Classic. Ladies showing off all the latest fashion. P.O. call the games and he do it with passion. Ever for president, he part of my residence. Left-handed crossover's part of the evidence. Can't forget Nike Pro, my dudes indictment for my Oyez. Who love the excitement, everything is a swisher. Dealing with Corey Fisher, he had 105. That's just a militia. Reggie Freeman, Master Raw, Pop who died, they all play with pride. Pride talking without me, balling without me. Put it all on the line, like Louis McCrousky. They say he was average, Andre Barrett. Every time that I saw him, he was letting them have it. R.P. Ali Moe, cross over then go. The fans is always hype and they loving the show. Can't forget Kenny Sack, I'll be right back. Crazy to see them starting with my boy A. Martin.